NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org. Beginning this noon hour with the Budapest Strings and their rendition of a Mendelssohn piece, the Scherzo from Mendelssohn's Octet, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. Good to be with you. Glad to have you along as the music continues as we enter the afternoon hours. Looking forward to what we've got coming up for you today, harpist Naoko Yoshino. She'll have a lovely fantasia from the German violinist and composer Louis Spohr, a man who in his lifetime was married to a talented harpist and would occasionally compose for that instrument. We'll hear the results in just a little while, not to mention the Seattle Symphony Orchestra and Chorus for the beautiful symphony, one of epic scope, from Howard Hanson, Symphony No. 7, a C Symphony. That's all on the way here on a Wednesday afternoon. We will continue now with the El Valle Symphony Orchestra, led by Salvador Brotons, to enjoy an orchestral suite from a Spanish composer, born in 1907, who hailed from the Catalonian region of Spain and whose music has always been quite popular there. Music of one Joaquim Serra, and a orchestral suite that sort of musically illustrates the simple village life. They call this Rural Impressions, for you next on KPR. An orchestral suite from Spanish composer Joaquim Serra, called Rural Impressions, a sort of musical snapshot of small town or simple village life, and a performance by the El Valle Symphony Orchestra, led by Salvador Brotons, today on Kansas Public Radio. 12:30 is the time, and in just about 10 minutes, we'll have along the Seattle Symphony Orchestra and Chorus for a C Symphony, the 7th Symphony by Howard Hanson, still to come on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting A Night on Broadway, an evening of Broadway hits, hidden gems, and opera classics for their annual fundraiser, Saturday, February 28th, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org. And Maselli's hosting Carswell and Hope's 5th annual Valentine's Day dinner and dance party at Artura on Saturday. A full-service dinner, champagne toast, and love songs. Tickets at carswellandhope.com. Next, we have something for you from the German violinist and composer Louis Spohr of the 19th century, who, as I say, was a great violin virtuoso. He also happened to be married to a very talented harpist, a woman named Dorette, and when he would write his violin sonatas, he would write them for harp accompaniment so that they could perform together. Also wrote a handful of pieces for solo harp, such as the following Fantasy, Fantasy No. 2 in C minor, played here by harpist Naoko Yoshino on Kansas Public Radio. Harpist Naoko Yoshino and a harp fantasia, Fantasia No. 2 in C minor, by the German violinist and composer Louis Spohr, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:40, 20 minutes to go until the news from NPR at the top of the hour. On the KU campus right now, 45 degrees. High today around 52, skies sunny. Tonight should be partly cloudy with a low of 31. Tomorrow, cloudy skies and temperatures near 57. Just a quick note that if you happen to have an old car or a truck or motorcycle that's just sitting around and gathering cobwebs, You can always donate it to KPR. A tow truck will come and pick up the vehicle, and you'll be eligible for a tax deduction. Learn more over at kansaspublicradio.org. We're joined now by the Seattle Symphony Orchestra and Chorus for the final symphonic work of composer Howard Hanson from 1977, a creation for the students of the National Music Camp at Interlochen, Michigan. And this is a symphony, along with choral accompaniment, that has its text set to passages from Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass, describing an ocean voyage, exploration as a metaphor of life transitioning into death. Symphony number 7, A Sea Symphony, by Howard Hanson, next on KPR. Symphony number 7, A Sea Symphony, from composer Howard Hanson, with a performance by the Seattle Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, led by Gerard Schwartz, on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1 p.m., and stay tuned next for NPR News. Classical music picks back up again in the next hour, where we'll hear one of the Vivaldi concertos, music for flute and strings by Arthur Foote, and a delightful serenade for strings from Reznicek. That and more still to come on Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Starting with the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor Steven Gunzenhauser to enjoy a Polonaise in D for orchestra by composer Anatoly Liadov here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to have you back. Classical music continues on a Wednesday afternoon. We've got a nice assortment for you coming up later. Pieces for flute and strings by American composer Arthur Foote. And then a beautiful serenade for strings from composer Emil von Reznicek of Austria. That's in just a bit here on Kansas Public Radio, where support for classical music comes from the Lawrence Community Orchestra, presenting Shall We Dance, featuring dances written for the string orchestra, Saturday, February 14th, 7:30 p.m. at the Leeds Center Pavilion. Tickets at lawrenceorchestra.org. We'll spend time next with the players of Camerata Bern and conductor Thomas Fury to enjoy a Vivaldi concerto for two violins and B, next on KPR. The players of Camerata Bern and conductor Thomas Fury with a concerto for two violins in B major by Antonio Vivaldi on Kansas Public Radio. 1:21 is the time. Other delights for the strings are on the way, such as a beautiful string serenade in a few minutes by composer Emil von Reznicek of Austria. That and much more during classical music on a Wednesday afternoon. There's a lot still to come. Hope you can stick around. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Historic LeCompton's Bleeding Kansas series of talks and dramatic interpretations over the issue of slavery in Kansas and the nation. Sundays from January 25th through March 1st. Details at LeComptonKansas.com. And the KU Natural History Museum presenting Darwin Day, Valentine's Edition, February 14th, 1:30 to 4:30. Facts about Darwin and the wild world of animal courtship and mating. More at biodiversity.ku.edu. We have quite an ensemble with us next. Flutist Carol Winsentz, violinists Kevin Lawrence and Carolyn Stewart, Sheila Brown playing viola, and cellist Brooks Whitehouse. They're all together here in a bit of chamber music from 19th century American composer Arthur Foote. Two pieces for Flute and String Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. A powerhouse ensemble there, flutist Carol Winsence performing alongside violinists Kevin Lawrence and Carolyn Stewart, Sheila Brown playing viola, and cellist Brooks Whitehouse, with two pieces for Flute and String Quartet by 19th century American composer Arthur Foote, here on Kansas Public Radio. 1:36 now, and news from NPR awaiting us at the top of the hour. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for being with us here on a Wednesday afternoon. Question for you: do you love public radio but also hate the thought of selling your old car or truck or motorcycle? One option that you have is to donate that vehicle to KPR. It'll be picked up, and proceeds from its sale will fund our programs. Find out more at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for KPR also comes from the Lead Center, welcoming a cappella quartet King's Return, performing a wide range of music genres and styles, on Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. More music for the strings next for you from Austrian composer Emil von Reznicek, who was born in Vienna in 1860, and despite coming from a somewhat musical family, he was one of those composers made to choose between the careers of music and law. Reznicek chose the former, and is known nowadays largely on the success of his major opera Donna Diana. What we'll listen to, though, is a serenade for strings in the key of G, with Jerzy Stark and the RIAS Sinfonietta on Kansas Public Radio. Conductor Jerzy Stark leading the RIAS Sinfonietta in a serenade for strings in G major by Austrian composer Emil von Reznicek here on Kansas Public Radio. About 2 p.m. now, and stay tuned for NPR News, followed by one more hour of the classics on a Wednesday afternoon, an hour that'll bring us music by Chopin for piano and orchestra, and the suite from A Village, Romeo and Juliet by Frederick Delius. That and much more on the way on Kansas Public Radio. Hey, we're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. As well as online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive, with small business insurance for protecting a variety of business types with multiple coverage options designed to fit business owners' needs. More about small business insurance is at progressivecommercial.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Isaac Stern and Yo-Yo Ma sharing the stage with the Boston Symphony and conductor Seiji Ozawa, the famous tune by Antonin Dvorak, is Humoresque number 7 in G-flat major here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Some more classical music for a Wednesday afternoon in store for you. I'm Jeb Watson, and I want to thank you for joining me once more. And before 3 p.m. rolls around, we've got a little music for mandolin and guitar, a little suite by composer Herman Ambrosius, the London Philharmonic as well, and the suite from the opera by Frederick Delius called A Village, Romeo and Juliet, all in store for us a bit later on Kansas Public Radio. Continuing with the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, conductor Sir Charles McCarris and pianist Emmanuel Axe, all together for music by the great Chopin and the second of the six works that he created for piano and orchestra. This one from 1828 is Fantasy on Polish Airs in A Major, next on KPR. 1828, what Friedrich Chopin called his little potpourri on Polish themes, a fantasy on Polish airs in A major, Sir Charles Mackerras, and the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, along with pianist Emmanuel Ax, with the performance today on Kansas Public Radio. 2:23 now, and stay tuned for the London Philharmonic Orchestra joining us in just a few minutes with a suite from the opera A Village, Romeo and Juliet by Frederick Delius, still to come here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities. In downtown Lawrence, pictures, schedules, and registration available at yogacenterofLawrence.org. And Dr. Stephen H. Chronister Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants, with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com. Before we get to that recording of the London Philharmonic Orchestra, we'll spend a bit of time with mandolin player Gertrude Wehoff and then guitarist Michael Treuster with a mandolin guitar suite from composer Herman Ambrosius, next on KPR. A suite for mandolin and guitar by composer Herman Ambrosius, performed by mandolinist Gertrude Wehoff and guitarist Michael Treuster on Kansas Public Radio. A minute past 2:30, and at 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News, followed by more classical music tonight from 7 to 9, and jazz with Tom Parkinson at 9 p.m. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Your donation is the power that keeps KPR independent, public-minded, and focused on you and your community. That's how we provide culture, information, and intelligent entertainment. KPR is everything that you make it, and so much more. If KPR matters to you, then your support matters to KPR. Contribute now at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. And a big thanks to all of you for all that you do to support KPR. Conductor Carl Davis has the London Philharmonic Orchestra for us with music by composer Frederick Delius. What we'll listen to next is a suite from the fourth of his six operas. This one he put together with the help of his wife, Jelka. And although not a literal adaptation of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, it is a opera based on a very similar story, about a pair of young lovers whose families are locked in a bitter feud over a piece of land in rural Switzerland. We listen to the suite from A Village, Romeo and Juliet, with the London Philharmonic next on KPR. The London Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor Carl Davis, and music by composer Frederick Delius, and a suite from his opera A Village, Romeo and Juliet, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is just about 3 p.m., and stay tuned next for All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jeff Watson, and I want to thank you for joining me for the classics, as always. I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. Keep in mind, there's more classical music in store for you this evening from 7 to 9, and then Tom Parkinson in tonight for Bob McWilliams at 9. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-8255. tree. You act